It's the story of an American held in a dark Venezuelan prison.
Then all of a sudden, they all kind of lined up. They pointed their guns at me. And this is the point where I thought, I'm going to die today.
I'm Becky Bruce. I spent a year working on Hope in Darkness, which now has more than 2 million downloads. Find it on KSLpodcast.com or wherever you listen to podcasts.
UCCU makes it easy to open a home equity line of credit with no closing costs, and they're doing it faster than ever before.
And there are so many wonderful things about opening a home equity line of credit or HELOC at UCCU. The first thing is, for a limited time, UCCU is offering HELOCs with an introductory rate of less than 1%, 0.99% APR for 6 months, and just 3.5% variable thereafter.
And right now, UCCU will deliver your HELOC in record time with an electronic appraisal that can determine the current value of your home instantly and, most importantly, accurately.
This new appraisal system at UCCU delivers this home appraisal faster than ever before. It's a big advantage in this busy housing market where scheduling an appraisal can take a long time.
And by the way, if you already have a HELOC, just bring it to UCCU for a larger credit limit, and I'm going to guarantee it, a lower rate.
You can fill out an easy application right on your phone or computer, or you can stop by any UCCU branch.
Go to UCCU.com. UCCU, you're going to love where you bank.
KSL News Time 416. The three things you need to know this hour first.
Utah Senator Mitt Romney says a new bipartisan infrastructure proposal will not include any new taxes to pay for it. I'm KSL News Radio's Amy Kobabe.
Second, the East Canyon fire is now 45% contained. Evacuations are lifted. SR-66 is reopened. The red flag warning remains in place till 10 o'clock tonight. Third, our biggest traffic trouble spot.
Already a rough ride on southbound I-15 as you're going from about 3500 south to 90 is south. Then northbound, typical slowing for Davis County drivers on northbound I-15, leaving Kaysville, going up towards the base. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
How about up there with sunshine? 94. I'm Grant Wayman, KSL Weather Center.
It's 89 degrees now. KSL's top national stories.
From ABC News, I'm Daria Albinger. First stop on President Biden's European trip, the U.K. First item of business, a talk with U.S. troops.
President Biden told U.S. service members he's meeting face-to-face with Russian President Vladimir Putin next Wednesday in Geneva.
To let him know what I want him to know.
The president said the U.S. wants a, quote, stable, predictable relationship with Russia, but he issued a warning.
The United States will respond in a robust and meaningful way when the Russian government engages in harmful activities.
Karen Travers, ABC News, traveling with the president in Cornwall, England.
Karen is the only network radio correspondent traveling with the president. Sources tell ABC News the White House will buy another half billion doses of Pfizer's COVID-19 vaccine for distribution to lower-income countries. National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan.
The G7 will make a combined announcement on this issue. And it won't simply be about vaccines, though vaccines will be a part of it, but it will be a comprehensive plan to help end this pandemic as rapidly as possible.
200 million doses would be delivered this year to the global vaccine program COVAX, another 300 million in early 2022. A watchdog report says park police did not clear Lafayette Park and nearby protesters last June so former President Trump could walk to St. John's Church. Inspector General of the Interior Mark Greenblatt.
We did not find evidence that a potential presidential visit to the park or the St. John's Church influenced the park police's decision-making or their deployment, in their operation to clear out the park.
The former president says the report exonerates him of any accusations he'd ordered aggressive tactics to remove protesters. TC Energy has terminated the Keystone XL pipeline project. President Biden pulled the permit earlier this year over environmental concerns. You're listening to ABC News.
Now the KSL in-depth. State lawmakers are working with scientists to find ways to combat this drought we're in. State Senator Jake Anderegg was on Inside Sources this afternoon, and he told Boyd, new development and overuse are stretching our limited water resources.
So the concept is everybody has a half acre or a quarter acre, and most of it's grass, but we live in an arid desert. So the problem is if we're gonna see 3 to 4% annual growth rates year in and year out, it's just not possible. There's just not the ability for us. We don't have enough water. And if we all expect to have our own single-family residence with a half acre of land with grass, we're just going to water ourselves out of being able to compensate for the growth that's coming down the road.
Anderegg says metering and crunching the numbers might help us figure out the best way forward.
Figuring out just how much we're using and how much should we be using. Like, if we are going to have everybody have a landscaped lawn, how much does it take to really maintain that without overusing? The fact of the matter is people want a green lawn, and they'll do what it takes. And once the water is set on their meter, on their sprinkling system, they forget about it. It comes on in the middle of the night. They don't even see it. They don't even realize that they only needed 15 minutes and they're watering for 45.
Some cities, including Syracuse, have ordered restrictions on secondary water. Others are considering similar measures. KSL News Time 420, that's the in-depth. This, it's Triple Team Traffic, and here's Ricky Meese.
Southbounders on I-15 in Salt Lake County. We already have delays that have set in between 3300 and 90th South. After that, you're clear to the point of the mountain. Northbound I-15, though, a little busy and slow as you're approaching 90th South. Also, some heavy and slow traffic building. This is eastbound I-215 South Belt, Redwood Road over to the I-15 junction. Also, busy traffic and some slower speeds both directions of the 201 at 7200 West. Michelle?
Well, we're seeing good speeds, I-15 in Utah County, Point of the Mountain down to Spanish Fork. Also, if you're on Bangor Highway, overall, it's looking pretty good. A little bit of slowing around the 201, again, as you're going southbound through Taylorsville. 5600 West, busy California Avenue into West Valley. Steve?
And we have some delays from downtown Salt Lake City right now, up to 6 North, and that minor crash at the Beck Street Highway 89 split on the right shoulder. Plus, slowdowns in Davis County, typical. Layton Parkway up to 700 South, and southbound I-15, slow and go from Ogden-Hinkley Airport down into Roy with that crash at the 5600 South off-ramp on the right shoulder. Ready for a kitchen update? Shop local at Durden's Appliance in Bountiful and pay the same or less than the national chains. Durden's, brand you know at prices you'll love. Steve Carlson in the KSL Traffic Center.
Traffic and weather together on the nines. Kevin Eubank is here to bring you the seven-day forecast. And, sir, we're going to ride a meteorological roller coaster the next few days.
Hey, it might be as good as Lagoon because we're headed up and then we're headed down. Today we're up. We're in the low 90s here in Salt Lake with south winds and partly cloudy skies. A cold front comes through tomorrow. Should be mid-morning to noontime. That'll keep temperatures only in the mid-70s for highs. Lows dip down into the 50s come Friday morning. Sunshine and 82 Friday to finish the week, and then the heat is on. Low 90s Saturday, upper 90s Sunday, and then 100-plus Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. Plenty of sun, but oh so warm. It looks like the next chance for some storms will come to the middle to end of next week.
So it's going to get hot, but before we get there, we have this dip in the temperature. Is it going to be windy throughout the next day or so?
It will be windy tonight through tomorrow morning, and then the winds will shift once that front comes through, and they'll be from the south, which we are today, they'll flip to the northwest. And by tomorrow night, the winds subside, and then the wind is gone as we head through the weekend.
So for the meantime, we're perched at 89 in Salt Lake City, 89 degrees. Thanks, Kevin. KSL News Time, 423.
Time for our Eye in the Sky traffic report.
Lisa, there's a long line of cars and even some people on foot chasing after a Traeger grill rolling down the interstate. Oh, wait, the Traeger's come to a stop. And they're grilling the food now. I can see meat, veggies, even a tray of what looks like cinnamon rolls, though it could be cookies. I'm going down for a closer taste. I mean, look.
Welcome to the Traegerhood. Visit TraegerGrills.com to learn more.
I've just given up hope on trying to lose weight, and I've tried everything in my life. I've even been on television trying to lose weight, Alex. Hasn't worked. Then we were lucky enough to find Soda Weight Loss, and it's remarkable. And what I love most about it is there's a team behind you. You have a coach. You have a plan that's specific to you. It really gets results, and it's based on science. We've been doing this for 5 weeks. I've dropped 39 pounds of fat weight. It's remarkable. People go, that's insane. That's crazy. It's really not. If you follow the program, you're going to get amazing results.
Yeah, and I think for me, it's always been when losing weight, it's always just been a short-term thing. This is the long haul. Soda wants to make sure that you do this and that you do it for the long-term results, and that's what they're going to do. you're losing weight, and typically men lose between 3 and 5 pounds a week of fat weight, and women 2 to 3 pounds of fat weight. And so this is a program that everybody can handle, and you're in it for the long haul, and it's keeping it off, too, that's really a part of it. So go to SodaWeightLoss.com and find out more information. SodaWeightLoss.com.
We're watching Utah's Money at KSL. The economist credited with helping create trickle-down economics is catching major flack for telling Fox News that minorities and poor people aren't worth a higher minimum wage. Here's Art Laffer on Fox yesterday afternoon.
For those people, Sandra, who are coming into the labor force brand fresh, not old-timers who've been around for a while, the poor, the minorities, the disenfranchised, those with less education, young people who haven't had the job experience, these people aren't worth $15 an hour in most cases.
Twitter exploded over those comments. KSL Drive's Ferrari is bringing on tech exec Benedetto Vigna to be its new CEO. He's worked with ST Microelectronics, but will take over at Ferrari in September. Wall Street today, a down day. The Dow dipped 152 points. The S&P lost 7. The NASDAQ dropped 13 points. A Texas bakery is now feeling the love after an initial wave of hate for making Pride Month cookies.
A week ago, Confections Bakery in Lufkin, Texas, was a tiny unknown shop owned by two sisters. The women posted pictures of the rainbow-decorated cookies they'd made for Pride Month and heard a quick and angry response from some customers, some of whom canceled orders. Then, says Miranda Dolder, came the positive comments and the business.
I was shocked at the outpouring of support. Families waiting like 2 hours in line to get a cookie.
A week after posting the rainbow cookies, Confections' Facebook page has 70,000 followers and requests for cookies from across North America. Jim Ryan, ABC News, Dallas.
More news.
First court appearance. Things didn't go as expected.
And more inside sources.
Really some interesting patterns
created this obsession on Capitol Hill.
5 days a week.
An hour of news at noon.
And an expanded inside sources from 1 till 3. Afternoons. On KSL News Radio.
Colwyn Investments in Salt Lake City is seeking entry-level and experienced financial advisors. You'll deliver personalized investment solutions to help clients work toward their long-term financial goals. Colwyn is an RIA dedicated to helping clients grow investments. Qualifications include obtaining a Series 65 or Series 766 license within 60 days of hire and an interest in financial products. Wages range from $50,000 to $210,000 depending on experience. Find these jobs and more at the Department of Workforce Services. Create an account at jobs.utah.gov to learn more and apply.
It's the story of an American held in a dark Venezuelan prison.
Then all of a sudden, they all kind of lined up. They pointed their guns at me. And this is the point where I thought, I'm going to die today.
I'm Becky Bruce. I spent a year working on Hope in Darkness, which now has more than 2 million downloads. Find it on KSLPodcast.com or wherever you listen to podcasts.